get off yours then, Vicky, okay? I can hear it ringing. I haven't got any sound. Welcome to Windows on the World. Yes, it's Monday and we've got a whole week of shows ahead of us. All very interesting guests I've booked in for this week. I'm going to give you some information which should be of interest to everybody out there. Yes, my last show yesterday, in fact, on windowsontheworld.net was called COVID, Climate Change and Terror. Do have a look at that on the website, windowsontheworld.net, and also on our YouTube channel while it's still there. Now, some of you may know, and some of you may not know, that I'm making a film about heretics who were burned in the Middle Ages and 1500s. In Smithfield, in London, fascinating era of British history. And in 1555, in Smithfield, John Bradford, a reformer, and somebody who was very instrumental in pushing forward the Bible being produced in English, was burnt at the stake in Smithfield. His last words were, "O England, repent of your sins, beware of idolatry. Beware of false antichrists. Take heed they do not deceive you. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it." And on the Reformist website, I thought it was a great comment where we had these quotes. It says, "And in an age of spiritual pygmies such as our own, we have much that we can learn from this colossal contender for the faith." Now, Bradford was looking at his own faults, that's John Bradford, and transformation. He was trying to transform himself, basically, and persevering in the quest that his faults could be overcome. Now, I'm not particularly talking about religious denomination here. It is about the transformation of the self is the biggest battle. I think it's the biggest battle that anyone can have in the present moment that we're living in. It's about its relationship to the present time, what I'm talking about from the past. So the transformation of the self is the biggest battle, and the one that the population are led away from at every opportunity. You'll see where I'm going with this in a minute. The opportunists, in all media and in all positions of authority are working towards this aim to make you servile through diminishing things of real importance and accentuating trivia and insincerity. And that's what we're seeing with everything into the new normal. The acceptance of idiocy and all that goes with relinquishing your own thoughts and self is actually a very serious matter. The problem is those who do it take nothing seriously. Nobody takes anything seriously anymore. Now, the view of social Darwinists globally is something like this. These are the people who have engineered us into the place we are at the present time. Those who do not use their intelligence are animals, beasts of burden, and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Now, this is a quote from the report, which was titled Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars, which was talked about in the first chapter of the late Bill Cooper's book, Behold a Pale Horse. Now, whether the document itself is genuine actually matters not. This is definitely the worldview of the self-proclaimed overlords. The document was about the control and management of population. Now, there is enough evidence in the shows that we've presented over the years and based on fact-checked sources freely available that back up the philosophy of social Darwinism and eugenics. This was and is believed in by this group of social engineers. They of dominating the gullible and, of course, the not-so-gullible who go along with it. In fact, now, more than ever, the template has been honed down. It works in pretty much every country with a few exceptions. So the use of the gullible is a big part of the big society the new normal and the new paradigm, which is being introduced so rapidly we have never seen anything like it. The globalist communitarian is a eugenicist, a race manipulator, and a murderer. Yes, the new hive mind where everyone is included does not include anyone who can see through it or chooses to live outside of it. The demonization of the individual is done by the intelligence services, media, educational institutions, think tanks, NGOs, all supporting its multipolar attack, all with very obvious and simple objectives. Now, we're going to be talking to Vicky Davis today from the technocratictyranny.com. And we're going to be really going into this big meetup in Davos in January, which will cement many aspects of the new normal. The World Economic Forum website, by the way, is a treasure trove of propaganda and social engineering. Read it and walk of the Great Reset. And this is going to be this summit in January. We've already reported on it on the RBN last week. We reported on what HRH, the Prince of Wales, he's been a useful idiot for globalism and sustainable development, head of the IMF. We heard what she had to say, other participants. I've got all the quotes and we can go into those later if necessary. Well, all this and terrorism plus COVID-19. Well, what more could you want? I know. Sustainable and diverse communities. Welcome, Vicky. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. Yeah, indeed. What more could anybody want? They have everything planned out for you. You don't have to do a thing
exactly
except repeat what they tell you to say.
Yeah, we've been covering this a lot, and I find it very fascinating because of your background. You were basically into computers at IBM. So tell us a bit about your background for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah. Well, I was a computer systems analyst programmer, and I worked primarily for large corporations designing and writing their corporate computer systems. And when you design, so I'm used to looking at the world through the lens of as systems. Everything is a system. It's just that most people don't look at the world that way. They're inside the system. I look at the system from outside, from the outside in. And so all of my research has been oriented around the redesign of our systems of government. And so I kind of came to all of this from the bottom up as opposed to the top down. But if
that's
you look
what I find really interesting, Vicky, yeah, because I look at this from the outside in. You're looking from the inside out. So the meeting of the minds here is quite interesting because we were talking just before the show about this template that's rolled out with everything. And it really doesn't matter whether it's globalization, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, protest, or indeed terrorism. They are all following very simple formulas and templates. And this was something that I found out years ago, and I've been trying to get this over to the public ever since. And a lot of them, when you present them with the evidence, they get it, but because they see things through this media lens, they don't see it. They don't see what's in front of them. And that is the great deception, really. When I found out how this was working in regards to the protest movements, fake ones at the moment, like Black Lives Matter, I'm not saying these people aren't dangerous because they can be wound up to be very dangerous. What I'm saying is that they are being led on a false premise. We covered Black Lives Matter yesterday, actually. There's some great stuff that you can find out about them. They're basically an LGBT group. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. The thing is that the public are in so much ignorance about the way things work that once you give them these simplistic analogies, it's far too much for them. They go, it couldn't be that simple. But newsflash, and news just in, it is, isn't it, Vicky?
Yeah, well, yes. And the idea at the global level, and you can find this out by going to the World Economic Forum, is nothing less than changing the entire world economy and how everybody lives in the economy. They've almost set a starting point, and they are converting. They are transforming systems, and they expect you to adapt your thinking to their new system for sustainable development.
Yes, Charles Schwab, head of the World Economic Forum, I think it started in about 1970-something, 1979, I think, he said, we need to change our mindsets. So it's all about the great big we, isn't it? It's all about no one will be left behind. In other words, we're doing this for your good. And, of course, this is how it's presented in the media. Everything is presented as a benefit. Now, there are actually two sides to every story, because the perceived benefit by the public is totally different from the actual aims of the implementation of the agenda. And this is what another problem we have in explaining this simply, isn't it?
Yes. Well, yes, because what they've done is that they have designed systems by which they expect us to live. And it's really easy to design systems if you don't have to factor in reality and the differences between people and what the impacts are. It's a piece of cake. So you have all these people at the World Economic Forum, and they're presenting themselves as experts. And I as I watch them, I think, oh, my God, you know, how did it come to be that these people have the power actually to impose these systems on the entire world? And I know how they did it. They did it by partnering with corporations. They are primarily an organization of corporations that benefit and profit from the ideas and systems presented. If they can make slaves out of everybody, you know, there'll be maybe 10, 15,000 people in the world that will live in absolute freedom, and everybody else will be enslaved.
Yeah. Well, this is fascinating, because when I tracked it back to how it started within the environmental movement through Agenda 21, that's where I started to see the template firsthand, the same template rolled out. Didn't matter whether it's in California or North London, same template, but nobody was identifying it. Everybody who presented this stuff, this kind of new way of controlling and managing populations by basically locking them into cities, everybody, every public official that had been trained into the Sustainable Development Goals presented this as though it was all their idea locally. So this, yes, again, confused the public, because they couldn't understand why tree planters and road closures were happening all over London. Well, it's because it's a global action plan implemented at a local level. And what is astonishing is that they've got away with it basically in plain sight. So everybody thinks that these agendas are all about more walkable cities, everyone's cycling more, it's better for your health, when in fact it's the opposite. It's about the depopulation of the countryside, it's about the destruction of farming, the control of food, the vaccination of the population, and trapping them in smart cities and basically getting rid of them when they think fit. And this is a huge problem that the public do not get. And 10,000 global shapers in cities all over the world are to organize a twin summit to interact continuously with those in Davos to ensure we do not fall back to old recipes, says Charles Schwab of the World Economic Forum. Now, he then asks, well, what's the alternative? Well, they didn't give us an alternative. They told us what we were getting, and they gave it to us, didn't they?
Yes, yes.
Instead of being cynical, he says, or critical, yeah.
And it's a completely opposite. It's an opposite world, because our world now is based on building things. That's what we do. We build things, and that's how you create wealth. You build things. But under this new paradigm of the new world order, the economic system will be based on penalizing carbon usage, which, if you consider carbon as your first input to everything, you know, like fossil fuels, transportation, the ability to go get resources to build things, it's a complete flipping of the economic paradigm. And they believe that the internet and what you can do economically by networking on the internet will replace the resources-based economic systems. But the problem with The problem with that is, number one, the very best jobs, not everybody can do those jobs. You can train them, you know, you can train them from now till hell freezes over, and they will never be able to do the job, which means that you have to create make work kinds of jobs, phony jobs. And they actually, one of the people in that video that I watched, they actually talked about that employment generation program. And he mentioned things like planting trees, or, you know, another one that I encountered was building windmills. You know, it's just, it's a pretend economy is what it is. You have a few people that will actually be delivering the services and facilities on the internet, and everybody else will be engaged in primarily make work.
Yes, it's not real. It's absolutely deceptive. It's a complete deception. The fourth industrial revolution, they call it an industrial revolution as though it revolves around anything industrious. Well, it actually involves taking away participation and taking away employment. And it's kind of fascinating, the whole thing. I find that the main thing about it is the World Economic Forum website, this strategic intelligence section. It's absolutely mind-blowing. We've talked about it before, but it kind of accurately predicts what's going to happen. So it's predictive programming. And what they've done very cleverly, well, not so cleverly, really, it's kind of blatant, is that they've got all of the people that agree with them who've been mentored into their program to basically contribute. So they've got all these articles from all over the place, and they sort of refer to these articles as though these people are somehow experts. But what's interesting about it is that behind it all is this driving mechanism that is going along so quick. And COVID-19 has been the absolute dynamo that's taken it into 100 miles an hour. I've never seen anything like this. The world has been completely changed over this pandemic, which wasn't a pandemic until Bill Gates paid the World Health Organization to say it was a pandemic. And when you actually look at how this was done, it's audacious in the extreme, but worrying, because the public do not seem to grasp any of this.
You're right, they don't. They're, you know, the people that are walking around with masks, you know, they're probably the ones that watch mainstream news. No, this was, this COVID thing is like the flip of the switch to the new Green Deal. Call it the Green Deal, for lack of a better word. It is the flip of the switch to the new paradigm in the way that we live and the way that the economy works. Now, I'm sure you watched that video that's on the front page of the World Economic Forum event. The event.
Yes. It's not. Yes. Yes.
But they were talking about the ESG indicators for corporations. Well, those are economic sustainability, and I forget what the G is, but those are the value indicators that supposedly when stock pickers are looking at stocks, they'll be looking at the ESG values and not the traditional way that corporations are valued, which is based on assets and so forth. So ESG is a very important concept to understand.
Yes, we'll be back with more of this after the break. I'm Mark Windows. This is Windows on the World. Call in if you like, 800-313-9443. I'm with Vicky Davis from the Tyrannical Technocracy.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. I'm with Vicky Davis from the technocratictyranny.com. And we're really talking about the technocratic tyranny. Yes, we're talking about the World Economic Forum, basically how the corporate agenda is driving what is going on. Corporate governance, global governance, Davos in January, where the World Economic Forum will gather 10,000 of their participants on the internet. They don't have to be there. And these are agents in cities all over the world who are implementing the new paradigm, the new normal. Yes, the Sustainable Development Goals of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. And when we take this apart, we find out exactly what it is. It's a global management system of everything on the planet, which involves the livelihood of people and all assets on the planet Earth. Yeah, so it's quite a big plan,
including their
really.
Children.
Yes, because children are property and children are assets. So they have to be properly instructed so that they can become part of a global society. They need to become global citizens. And there are people who don't think this is a good idea. Some people, like these anti-vaxxers, they want to keep their children off school so we can't indoctrinate them into our program. Now, isn't that selfish, Vicky? It's so selfish, isn't it?
Well, if you listen to the globalists, yes, it's absolutely selfish. We have to all cooperate with this new system that they've designed and dropped on us. that we had no say about and will never have any say about. It's actually an enslavement system, but the chains are soft chains. And you won't see them unless
Well, they are up. Until you come up against them, Vicky.
Well, that's true.
Yes.
Yeah, if you come up
until
against
Until you
them,
come
then...
up against it. Now, point is, yeah, what you'll find out is if you go to court, you'll find a different system in place. Now, if you're part of this system, then you will be dealt with very leniently and you will be heard. Whereas if you are not part of this new system and you are outside the accepted narrative of public opinion, then you won't be heard in a court. Now, that's quite serious, and it's happened to me in a Crown Court. I started to win court cases in the lower courts, and I was doing quite well until a friend of mine actually got stitched up for something that she hadn't done. And because either we didn't fit in with the profiling, some things seemed to go wrong in the justice system. All the evidence went missing. There was no evidence against her. All of a sudden, my lawyer says, is there any way she can leave the country? So this is the new system. And I'm not saying it hasn't always gone on, but there has been a marked change in the way that all public institutions deal with the public. And go back over the past 10 or 15 years, start of the big society in the UK under David Cameron, when he was talking about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. And of course, it goes back to Margaret Thatcher. And that's one of your specialities, I believe, because you've done a document on it, haven't you?
Well, I've just started actually working on that. And I did discover a speech that Margaret Thatcher gave in 1988, when she basically called, there was a UN panel for the IPCC. It was the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, and it was supposed to be temporary, but she called for it to be permanent. And it was for governments to work together on the things that they needed to do and change to save the globe. You know, protect our climate, our Earth's habitat. We're all going to be one together. And that's when prior to that, you know, there was Gro Harlem Brundtland. And of course, she did her report, Our Common Future. But I think it was really Margaret Thatcher who really kicked it off for the Western governments.
Yeah, that's fascinating, actually, because the talks that we were taking around the country before the new normal happened and we couldn't do it anymore were all about the origins of the Global Action Plan Agenda 21. And yes, a lot of this came out of a document called Our Common Future, otherwise known as the Brundtland Report. Now, people might think, well, what's all this got to do with what's going on now in Davos? Well, this was the precursor to it all. What we're talking about is a new system was put into place that went over national government. National government was thought and believed to be redundant. We needed a new system of global governance. And that's where what Vicky was talking about in the first half really comes in, because it's a corporate governance with a corporate structure, which means that everything under it has to be corporate. So when we look at protests, they're corporate. When we look at terrorism, it's actually corporate, because it fits into a massive scheme of things. We are, in effect, living in what could be described as a virtual reality, in the respect that our interactions with these systems of global governance are basically done without our consent, but they are involving themselves in every single interaction that we have. Now, there are major players in this, of course, but the main thrust of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, is, well, going to be talking about it after the break. I'm Mark Windows and Vicky Davis from technocratictyranny.com. Do call in 800-313-9443. See you after the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. We're talking about the technocratic tyranny, and technocratictyranny.com is Vicky Davis' site. And we, just before the break, we were talking about how this sort of fake environmental program got into governance in the 80s. And we also talked about this document called Our Common Future, otherwise known as the Brundtland Report. And I've got some of that in front of me now. This might be quite insightful, because the United Nations actually got together this organization called the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which was there solely for the purpose of proving that anthropogenic global warming actually existed. It was there as a lobbying body for global governance. And this is a quote from Our Common Future 1987. The UN Environmental Programme, UNEP, should be strengthened as the principal source on environmental data, assessment and reporting, and principal advocate and agent for change and international cooperation on critical environmental and national resource protection issues, effectively taking it out of the hands of individual national governments. They also said that United Nations Earth Watch program should be the center of leadership to the UN system on risk assessment, a new international program for cooperation among largely non-governmental organizations, scientific bodies, and industry groups should therefore be established for this purpose, which of course is the IPCC. Then, of course, they established hundreds of NGOs which infiltrate every country in the world. And from that, we get our protests. Our protests are given to us by the same people who are actually constructing global governance. So welcome back, Vicky. Did you want to carry on with any points about the 80s before we carry on?
Yeah, no. Most people, when you think of environment, you know, you're thinking of trees and you're thinking of animals in the park. But and Prince Charles even said this on that video on the World Economic Forum website. I really recommend that everybody go watch that video. He called us human animals. So the environment includes everything. And they work on segments of the environment as ecosystems. So an ecosystem is, you can think of it as a region, and it includes the land, the water, the animals, and the human animals that live within that region. So
in their human settlement zones.
Yes. So they have included
human settlement zones as described in the biodiversity report of 1995. Many people don't realize that they live in human settlement zones, and the smart cities are going to be the densely, highly populated, controlled and management, artificial intelligence hives for the future. They're going to be the human settlement zones. The idea is to depopulate the countryside and get everybody into the cities. They're working on this in the UK at this moment. Carry on, Vicky. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And to get an image of it, I've been watching videos about bees and beekeeping, and you can think of the human settlement as being one of those racks that fits into the beehive, and you're just one of the bees on the, you know, in the hive, and they will tell you what your job is, what your place is in the human settlement in the society. It's the end of any kind of
that's exactly
free will. Yeah, it's total management.
Yes, Prince Charles. Yeah. All right, Vicky, carry on.
Yeah, so, but you can, you know, if you're not familiar with Agenda 21, you just start with environmentalism from the 1960s and push forward. And it was in the 1980s when they started into the global agenda, to where they had enough of their central planning that they then began to push it on us. But they used the term climate change. And I've really always thought that climate change was a political label, not an environmental label. But that's the kind of things that they do. There's very much of a duality between what they present to the public and what the ideas and thinking are in the background. Okay, so
yes, it's all done with very simplistic language.
Yeah, it's the background thinking where I've done most of my work. So I know that the whole global management system centers around the internet, and they've designed systems for the management of the human animals as well as all the other animals. So they are really,
that's right,
they're stealers of humanity. They are soul stealers, soul thieves. Because
They'd like to be able to do that. Yes, they'd like to be able to control souls as well, but unfortunately they can't do that. And that was the whole point of that little rant at the beginning of the show. But Prince Charles actually planted with a UN word salad before he actually went on. I mean, these words are not his own. And this is the interesting thing, that the people who speak this kind of corporate speak of sustainable development, they all use the same words. And it's a very, very limited vocabulary, which excludes most of the big questions that would be asked about it. It actually excludes them reasonably cleverly. It's a psychological operation, in effect. He said, we do not have the answer or the mechanisms to deal with what's going on. The dangers of climate change, said Prince Charles, surpass COVID-19? Well, they will do, because the climate's always going to change and they're always going to use the climate as a driver for global governance. He says we have to restore balance and biodiversity. He said the planet is a patient and we are damaging her immune system. He spoke of unity, diversity, interdependence, basically the implanted vocabulary of globalist technocrats. He said we need a circular bioeconomy. We need to give back to nature what we take from her. Now, this is one of the principles of Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. It means that every human action has a price. We have to pay for everything. It's a new form of benefits. This is sustainable development where we pay for being a blight on the planet Earth. And that is whether we agree with that or not. What this effectively does is makes us property. It's the biggest grab on human activity and well-being since the proposition, or the papal bull of 1302, Unum Sanctum, made by the Holy Roman Empire, the Universal Church, which put the whole world and everything on it in trust to the Vatican and the Holy Roman Empire until Jesus came back. They were going to look after it. And this is a very similar thing, because it's a claim. And all this they've done is they've made a claim. You didn't know about it. You didn't rebut the claim. And that claim stands, because they are now privatizing 50% of the world's land and oceans. I think we've got, is Tom still there in Florida?
Yeah, Mark, good day to you. Can you hear me?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I can hear you.
Good day to you, sir. I want to say that my condolences to the people in England for the knife attack. One American got stabbed to death. That was disgusting, disgraceful. And this is insanity. But, yeah, Mark, what I got to talk also about is, before I go to the Teddy Roosevelt statue, and I was just watching the news here on one way in, this guy Stephen Moore in the Trump administration is wanting $3 trillion from China for the coronavirus. And now they are pointing the fingers at China. You know, everybody's saying it was a bad, and I don't believe it was a bad. I think this is it's like an airborne thing that the Chinese are working on. I don't know if it was from a bat or a rat or whatever. But I do believe China probably should be held responsible. And according to Stephen Moore, he's going at the Trump administration going to seek trillions of dollars. So I don't know if this is going to be a good outcome for the United States or the world, because China's communist, and they're trying to do that, what they're doing here with these Antifa and BLM. These are communist infiltration going on with the BRICS and all that. But what I really want to talk about, Mark, and maybe you can answer this question. If you notice, right before the coronavirus started, if you remember in December and January, they were having every day they were starting to talk about the trial of Jesse Smollett and the trial of Kate Stein, Molly Tibbetts. Molly Tibbetts was stabbed to death by an illegal alien. They were going to have her trial in March, and Smollett's case was going to come up in, I believe it was April, and they were going to start bringing prosecution against Jesse Smollett, the one that tried to start the war. How ironic all this seems to me. Jesse Smollett, Molly Tibbetts, stabbed by an illegal 15 times, found in a cornfield, and that was right before this coronavirus broke out. Then you have this George Floyd situation, which is horrific, I guess. And with the fentanyl. But how ironic, people are bringing bricks into these cities to smash windows out. That wasn't planned. I don't know what was. But, you know, going back to what I heard today.
Yeah, this is what we're talking about, Tom. Yeah, sorry, Tom. Well, that's what we were talking about, that all of this stuff is funded and managed. And that's what we're saying, really, that it's part of a template that's rolled out. Now, interesting you mentioned the stabbing in Reading over the weekend, because at first that was not reported as a terrorist incident. And in my view, it wasn't a terrorist incident. What they've done is the counter-terror command have latched onto it, because we have heard through organizations such as the World Economic Forum, the Lowy Institute, and all of these think tanks that there's going to be a resurgence of terror. And then, of course, it happened. So I'm not saying the event didn't happen. Of course it happened. That fellow went mad with a knife and he stabbed and killed three people and he injured several. Now, the point is that if you look at the narrative that comes out of the intelligence services, it never makes sense. They always say afterwards that the culprit is known to MI5. But when he went over to Syria for a holiday and then came back, they didn't have him on the radar before that. And then they spin this story that he was a Muslim, and he was basically converted to Christianity in Libya. And then he comes over here, and then he seeks asylum from 2012 onwards. Now, the whole thing about this is that we never get any backstory of who these people actually are. That will disappear from view. There may be a contrived story which will come out in a couple of weeks, and this is what always happens. So we have to be very sceptical about what we're seeing and how it's used. Now, I think these events are cynically used to push forward an agenda. What do you think of that, Tom?
I totally agree with you, Mark. You hit it right on target. I mean, bullseye. Exactly. You hit the perfect bullseye. That's exactly what's going on. But Mark, I was listening to a local radio show this morning here in Florida, and this two callers called in. One was a Palestinian called in this local radio show here where I'm at, and he said, "Well, if they're going to take down all these statues and stuff, why don't they take down their Israeli Star of David flag? And because the Palestinians want to, they'll burn it down and all that." And then another caller after that called in about Martin Luther King statue in Washington, and he said, "Well, Martin Luther King supposedly was a devout communist, and he is on tape. Supposedly he had raped a woman." And I forgot all about that case until like 4 years ago. I remember that. It hit me like, yeah, I remember some dad would make a big deal in all the magazines and all that about there was a tape of Martin Luther King raping some woman. And I'm like, wait a minute. So if they're going to take Teddy Roosevelt's statue down in New York at the museum, what about now they're going to go after Martin Luther King and they're going to go after the Star of David? I mean, it just makes a lot of sense.
No, I don't think they'll do that, Tom. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think they will either. That's what I'm getting to say. They're not going to do that, Mark.
Yeah.
No, you're right. They're not going to take
Tom,
Star David.
I don't know whether you knew this.
They're not going to take
Tom.
Them out.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah,
what's
sorry,
that?
Tom. Yeah, where the I don't know whether you knew this, but Black Lives Matter is actually run by three lesbians who are just pushing the LGBTQ agenda. So they're actually against the black male. You know, I mean, the whole thing is absolutely absurd when you look at what these people are saying. These are just lobbyists for an agenda that's being pushed globally. It's a globalist agenda. So it's nothing to do with Black Lives Matter anyway. Well, that doesn't stop people going out and virtue signaling. And basically, we had socially distanced protests in places like Brighton in the UK. And these people are actually proud of what they're doing. It's like the virtue signaling Olympics, you know. But yeah, it is absolutely
Mark,
incredible with this statue thing. Yeah, come on, Tom, yeah.
Yeah, Mark, we had 18 shootings in Chicago, 18 murders in Chicago over the weekend. You had four murdered in Charlotte. You had a couple murdered in Minneapolis. You had one murdered it's on tape in Seattle where they protested. Some black young guy graduated from college. He got murdered. I mean, in Detroit, I think they had 16 murders over the weekend. All these cities here, these Black Lives Matter, but every weekend there's like 60, 70 blacks getting murdered by blacks. And nobody's talking about it except one network, OAN, One American
well,
News
actually,
Network
Tom,
here in the United States.
Yeah, I brought this up early on because over the past couple of years, what we've had in London is these postcode stabbings by drug dealers. Now, the thing is that the postcode stabbings and the area stabbings, like America's cities are mainly on a grid. In Britain, that doesn't happen. The boroughs are strange shapes. We've got streets everywhere. It's completely confusing. And they don't even know what postcode they're in half the time because they're so off their heads, these people. But they used this thing of stabbing people from different postcodes. And it caught on. It was promoted through the media. And basically, it became a fashion. There was hundreds and hundreds of black teenagers being stabbed to death. And nothing was heard about it. And nothing has been mentioned on Black Lives Matter about that at all. I mean, it's absolutely kind of transparently obvious what's going on. I mean, we did actually a show on that on Sunday night, but the Black Lives Matter is actually an LGBTQ foundation. There's a video actually that's called The Shocking Truth About the Founders of Black Lives Matter, and it's on YouTube. And basically, they use the communist communitarian word comrades. On the website, it actually says, "We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege." That's people who aren't gay, right? We dismantle the privilege of people who aren't gay, uplift black trans folk, especially black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family. Now, if that doesn't tell you what this is about, then nothing will. What do you think of that, Tom?
Wow, Mark, I tell you, I didn't even know. I never heard of that until you just said it now about all these stabbings in England about Blacks beating stabbing each other. I never heard it, honestly, God. I think it's amazing.
Well, that's what I mean, Tom. It didn't get out there. So we get the Floyd incident. Now, the thing is also that lots of people do die in police custody in the UK, and it's getting worse. And the other thing that needs to be pointed out is that Israeli chokehold, which was basically taught by our police, is come over here as well. So our police in the UK have become increasingly violent. I got attacked by two police officers several years ago when I asked them to come in because there'd been an incident. One of them pushed me in the chest. The other one had my arm around the back. At that point, I said, that's assault off the property, and they both stopped. But they did it as though it was normal. And we're talking about the new normal. This is Windows on the World.
They suck. Mark, they sound like plugs to me.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. We'll be back after the break.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm? And do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Welcome back to Windows on the World. I'm still with Vicky Davis. You didn't get much of a word in there, Vicky. Sorry about that. But Tom had some very good points. And I think he was generally on point with what we were talking about, because we have covered the whole spectre of what's going on. So, yes, we were talking about terrorism. And we're talking about COVID-19. We're talking about the great economic reset. And we've only got a few minutes. So I'd like you to finish off, Vicky, because you've got some great research on the great reset.
Okay. Well, I just want to say about that this is destabilization. It's a psychological operation. And what people have to know is that our military has to be aware of this. They know about it, and they're not doing anything about it. This is a lot like what happened in Nazi Germany pre-World War II. And it is absolutely for the purpose of destabilizing the population so that you have... There's a great quote by Hermann Hesse and Steppenwolf. Human life is reduced to real suffering, to hell, only when two ages, two cultures, and religions overlap. There are times when a whole generation is caught in this way between two ages, two modes of life, with the consequences that it loses all power to understand itself and has no standard, no security, no simple acquiescence. And that's where we're at. They're doing it to us.
Absolutely. That's right, Pat. I always find these quotes very, very useful. And I'm going to apologize to Richard and Pat because I don't think we're going to have time to take those calls today. We're just going to finish up, really, with letting you know that we're going to be here all week. Yes, Monday to Friday, Windows on the World. And tomorrow, actually, we've got John Kitson on the show. John Kitson is campaigning against the rollout of 5G in the UK and a lot more. He's been attacked by subversives, as have I. And we're going to talk about that and what we can do about it, what we have done about it. But yes, Vicky, it's been really fascinating, but it's flown over as usual. And we've covered quite a few things there. Now, will you come back on the show again maybe next week?
Absolutely, whenever you want. There's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to understand.
We certainly have. And I hope that was helpful for people out there. I mean, we do a lot of research, actually. WindowsOnTheWorld.net. Go back into the archive, have a look, because we cover all aspects of Agenda 21 and how it's actually been rolled out in the UK. Because what we're seeing in the UK now is massive land grabbing under this rewilding program, which actually is a major part of Agenda 2030, the land grabs, the basically privatizing of nature, the privatizing of the commons. This is a huge part of it. I think we might actually have time for it's ripped.
I lost
maybe
you.
Richard's not there. Oh, is that you, Vicky?
Well, I lost you there for a minute. I didn't.
Yeah, that's why I think we lost Richard. That's fine. I think we've only got a few more minutes left. So yes, I mean, tell us a bit about your website before we wrap up, Vicky.
Okay. Well, I have two websites. One of them is channelingreality.com. It's the older one, and then I have the newer one, which is thetechnocratictyranny.com, and I try to put together my research into a coherent. It's huge. It's global. And so I try to explain that. It's big. You could spend a lot of time there.
That's great, Vicky. What I like about your website is you really simplify it, which is what we're trying to do. We'll be back tomorrow. Sorry to Pat in Texas. Pat, phone in tomorrow. And Richard too. We'll be back same time tomorrow on RBN. This is Windows on the World. I'm Mark Windows.
Thank you, Mark.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Vicky.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.